Well, I'm going to be fucking someone like that, but I, just because I think skirts are hot.
Yeah. Right.
Don't talk about next week already, Fuzz. Too early.
Anthrocon.
Anthrocon.
Dickcon.
Gonna get my anthrocock in there.
You beat me to saying that. I was like, that's possibly too horny to say, but no, but Fuzz will say it. Welcome to Dotcast, episode 250...
Zillion.
Eight? Or seven?
50, fuck, there's a lot of episodes. I'm Saverin.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
I'm Shirley Starve.
I'm Keo.
And we are recording this episode today in the illustrious new Dotcast Studios.
Bum, bum, bum.
That is to say, the bedroom in our apartment we've converted into a recording space.
Yeah.
It looks pretty.
It's webby.
My ultra-professional red and black acoustic foam diamonds.
Excuse me, but that is charcoal, not black.
That is true. That is technically true.
Wait. I thought it was ebony.
And unfortunately, we're recording it on an iPod recorder this week because my computer's in the shop again.
So you might not be able to hear the quality because...
We're using our backup equipment.
But trust me, it was there before we recorded it.
The lies they tell.
Yeah. It's really nice to have our own space, though. It's dedicated. We're not going to have our cables snaking all over the goddamn place.
That's no fun.
You've got four chairs, four microphone stands... We could probably get a couple people in here if we crammed them in and acquired more chairs.
That's what she said.
Not cast. They're all about cramming it in.
Oh, totally. Yeah. For about 30 minutes.
Yeah, they cram it only in 30? And then they get stuck and then you like...
Well, that's the big finale.
Yeah.
Not going anywhere for a while.
I just played the Fox theme in my head.
You just bring... You know, wolves always bring Snickers.
Yes.
It's like, well, you're not going anywhere for a while.
That's what we were discussing on the drive over here, was the Snickers commercials and the not going anywhere for a while. But, yeah. That would be a great furry Snickers commercial.
Yes. They got to target every demographic now.
That's right. You know who we really have to sell Snickers to? Fur fags.
Yep.
Because, you know.
They're the undiscovered minority.
We are 100% health conscious. We are all glorious golden Greek gods.
I'm so skinny.
I just drank all
You're technically a Greek god. You're Bacchus.
I am Buddha, goddammit.
Okay.
Buddha.
And quit Kyo's
touching me.
Amazon.
Quit touching
Amazon
me.
Water.
Bam.
Ah, that'd be a great cosplay. You should do like Drag Queen Wonder Woman.
I've thought about it. But I think Lola might kill me.
Yeah.
You're tall enough to do it.
Does Lola want to do it instead?
Lola really wants to do Wonder Woman. And I don't know if I could take that glory.
What are you talking about? Pretty much every game, most gay men want to do Wonder Woman.
So it's not just regular gay, but gay?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So no, I saw that discussion that came up on Twitter today, actually, about... gay culture and how I'm really not a part of it at all. Like, I don't really know much about it.
No, you're just one of them gays without a true club to call home.
So it's all about tucking it back and dropping E, right?
Well, clearly. I do that every day.
That's my favorite part.
Getting all sorts of gay tattoos, you know. Double-tailed mermaid with giant coming cocks.
How did you know?
Getting tattoos of dragons on your penis so that when it's erect, it's flying.
Damn right.
Oh, that's a great tattoo, though.
Yeah.
The only problem is when you come, it looks like the dragon's vomiting. And that's, like, not as sexy.
Puts a whole new meaning to dragon's breath.
That's just naughty.
You've heard about the angry dragon maneuver, right? It's when someone is going down on you, and right as you're about to come, you jam your cock into the back of their throat as hard as you can, and they gag, and then when you come, it shoots out their nose, and they look like a Chinese dragon.
So yeah, I've always known that it's dragon's breath, and instead of just jamming it back there, you punch them in the back of the head right as you come. So it's similar to a donkey punch.
Except, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't go to Urban Dictionary and find out about sex maneuvers, kids. Don't do that.
Punch your partner in the neck. It is my one tip for Dotcast today.
If you do, you have to write in and just say you did it.
Hey, the Rusty Venture is a straight maneuver.
Disappointment face.
Why are you disappointed?
Why am I not disappointed?
You're disappointed by my cartoon voices. You were disappointed by my Tigger laugh.
I was.
But are you disappointed about Anthrocon being a week away?
No, I'm fine with it. Now that we got all of our stuff laid out, like printed.
You start screaming when you realize.
Dicks are coming.
Do you enjoy boxes upon boxes upon boxes upon boxes?
What was the total I tweeted? Like 48, I think. Yeah.
That's not enough.
More.
No, that doesn't include the stuff that we had at home already that we'll also be packing.
That's not enough.
It's never enough.
You're going to sell it all, don't you understand?
In the first hour, it'll all be gone.
And then you can just dick around the con for two more days.
Oh, that would be brilliant.
But they won't. Just won't have any sales. No. Any at all.
Don't say that, Jesus. We are so fucked if that happens.
You will sell one.
But I thought that's what she went to Anthrocon for.
Yes, I will sell one for Planet's worth of merchandise.
You'll sell one book.
So it's like fucking everything.
There's only one. You'll sell all the copies of one book, but there's only one book that you will sell.
Well, it's a good thing he has 4,000 copies of Sanpico's Disney art book.
I have no idea what that is.
I ordered 4,000 copies of the Bible, though.
It's mostly straight porn.
I want to go through the
It's got Bible. Really cute flat-chested otter girls in it.
That sounds like
a girly boy. We keep having to answer the question of, is that a flat girl or a cunt boy? And we're like, it's a flat girl. She's a flat girl. Oh, God, I'm going to get in trouble.
They're going to get you.
I'm sorry, it just slipped out.
I can't help it.
Put the condom on and try it again.
They can't help it.
It's okay. In the furry world, there's no such thing as STDs. Actually, this is one of those things that first, it was Kadath, I think, that one with the hardcover, it's the three stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just the final story and all that, is like, if you take a half a second to just be thinking about, are there STDs in this furry universe? And if there are, that guy just caught every one of them at the same time.
And it was his first time.
Yes.
No.
He got AIDS.
I believe he's actually established that in furry world, there is no cross-species STDs, so they should be fine.
Okay. It's also a fantasy world but when you think about it for half a second, it makes you go... You should buy the book, kids. You should give Pledge your money. Don't
Spiraling dick vortex. That's what that is.
Ah, you've been reading The Deep Dark.
That's how you get furries.
In the deep dark.
In the deep dark, you open doors that you never thought you would, and you find out you like it.
Or you'd be like Jack, and you open up holes that you didn't know were there before.
Musical holes.
Is he still doing that?
I'm not sure. I haven't been keeping up with the web version. We're releasing Jack 6 at the con, where it's reprinting one of the classic Jack arcs. The one where it's a guy goes in and shoots up his office, and the three people that are already dead, basically, they can influence reality while they're still at that location. So they force the guy to, like, shoot his own head off. And then he gets sent to hell.
That's beautiful imagery.
That's 100% Jack right there.
And then they fuck the skull stump.
Sweet.
No, not really. It's not that kind of comic.
Awesome.
I was going to say, that's extremely Jack right there. Maybe if it was a little bit more violent, you could maybe say it's, Jack Salem.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
He is a little violent.
Yeah, just a teensy tiny bit.
Nah.
Yeah.
Fan.
Yep.
Yep.
So what's new with you guys, our guests, our guest fags tonight?
Our emergency backup queens. And since she looks like here, we have to get two people because she's, such a cat.
Bring in the dancing lobsters. Oh, wait, do we need a form? It's L-shaped.
Shiva's not here, so we brought in this pair of tits.
By our titties combined, we're the same size as Shiva.
Keep it foxy. Bonk, bonk.
Nah, it's just a British expression, but...
Yeah. Anyway, what's going on, Avery?
Are you going forth and...
Anything new and interesting in your lives? Our listeners are all waiting on the edge of their seats to hear about your sexcapades.
Their dicks are trickling with excitement.
Clitty's thrumming.
I hope I don't get Clitty thrumming. That is very much the wrong crowd that I'm going for. I'm sorry.
When they're flicking their clit so much it sounds like a purr, you got it going.
That's right.
Honestly, not too much has been going on. Getting ready to move in a couple months.
The move.
Yep. Fuck. I'm moving in with Keo. Horrible things will happen.
Think of all the makeup you'll acquire.
Think of all the makeup I'm going to lose to you.
I know.
It's going to be a drag queen nightmare.
It is, especially for Otter.
I know. He gets to sleep in Wig Central 1. Well, it's 2, but yeah. Still. Yeah, I know. He gets to sleep in the drag room. That's going to be funny.
Outside of that, training at my job right now for a new position... going pretty well. We're apparently exceeding everything.
Oh,
and
nice.
And that's really about it.
Quality.
Quality, schmality. I'm trying to find something in particular.
You won't. Funny. It's hiding.
Terrible.
So have you taken over everything in the local drag scene queue?
Not yet. Soon.
You're working on it.
Soon. It's a work in progress.
Soon you'll be the queen of queens.
No, I just need to stop buying fucking makeup. Oh my god. I've bought so much makeup lately. I think my collection's like damn near $1,000 now.
Jesus Christ.
Just makeup.
Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
Yeah, no.
Look at her lipstick carousel. Look at her nail polish carousel. Oh my god.
I'm the one with nail polish carousel.
Yeah, you are. I have all the lipstick for days, though.
You do.
I could put on like 700 lips.
Yeah, rainbow lips.
700 lips.
Think of all the dicks you could suck.
Oh my god, yes! I do need to go to AnthroCon now. Dick party. Whoop, whoop. Oh man, that's just every party at AnthroCon.
That is all that it's about.
A carousel of dicks.
Kage approved.
Does that mean that you'd be getting dick slapped by those that go around?
They just get one of those little sit and spins. Sit in the middle of
the giant lazy out. Susan.
I want to bounce around dicks like the electric company.
God. You people.
It's like, what do you mean, you people?
It's exactly 9, 10, 11, 12.
Aw, shit.
Got a snap going.
Hating us minorities.
See, he's got to do 3 snaps. He hasn't quite mastered just the one. No, that's sassy. It's not. Mm-mm. No, I don't think so. You gotta put the chola into it?
I try and refrain from bringing my mother into things.
Eyebrows. Don't make me throw my eyebrows on with a Sharpie.
Shave off your real eyebrows and then draw a new pair on.
I ain't doing anything. I just pick off some Slurpees from 7-Eleven.
My fourth mommy.
Yeah,
hey, you know how it is.
Old image backer from the net. It's like, keep Sharpies away from Mexicans. It's two chicks that have like crazy ass eyebrows.
Well, the new craze is doubling up, honey. You put on 2 eyebrows. You can double chole on them.
Mm-hmm.
You people. You guys just go in a world I do not understand. You come from a world I do not understand. There we go. So, It has been like 2 weeks, and we've gotten a bunch of emails.
Yay!
Okay.
Most of them are good, and then a couple of them are like, why did this person send us this? This makes no sense.
You faggot.
Star Ocean Moonbeam.
Well, no, this one is like, hello from some dude's name. And the text of the email is, hello from some dude's name.
Yeah.
Star Wolf Wind Chaser?
No, it's actually like a real person's name.
Is that somebody you know, Avery?
No, but I'm sure at least 10 exist.
That was something kicked out by the where name generator.
No. Yes, but no.
You know it's true.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Such a feelings girlfriend, you know it to be true.
such a feelings girlfriend.
Outside of drag.
Fuck, I really cannot remember this thing. Oh, well, it was like... Oh, fuck your app. I'm not going to install Tap-A-Talk.
App. Tap-A-Talk. Tap-A-Talk.
Tap that shit, yo.
Waste not, want not, bitch.
Tap the app.
Don't tap that app. Nope, don't tap that app.
Basically, I'd read some link online about this, it was like a segment, an excerpt from a romance novel that was really bad, and it, Galloping! That was it.
Galloping abs.
Galloping abs, yeah, I was trying to remember the adjective which was used.
That sounds like a good way to break your hymen.
Again, and again, and again.
When he was galloping on. And then it just exploded. There was blood everywhere. It was like a murder scene.
Oh, so all the preppy
that
white girls.
That sounds awful.
How do you think most preppy white girls lose it? To a galloping horse.
Okay. Galloping so horse. I'm going to do a dramatic reading here.
Bum, ba-da, bum, bum.
Okay. Set see if I can do this where I'm facing my mic properly. Okay. Her long hair, still wet from the shower, had been combed down her back in a wet swath. Yes. Hilda was sitting on the floor, her round wet boobs still wet from the shower's water. She dried off the water with a towel, which then became wet. Yeah. Hilda gasped when she saw a reflection in her bedroom mirror, whose slightly open door she caught a glimpse of the chiseled abs and square jaw of the mysterious stranger who shared her cabin. She stood, it's Tigger, apparently. She stood and spun around, her breasts swinging heavily with the momentum. She grabbed the door and flung it open, revealing shirtless Torolf, which was seriously his name, quivering with desire in the hallway. Torolf was ashamed of being caught, but his shame made him even hotter, hotter for sex. He stepped into the room and his bulging abs accidentally smushed into Hilda's rich chest. As Hilda's buttermilk bosom squished up against his granite abs, Torolf almost had a dick aneurysm. Hilda, Torolf murmured thickly, his throbbing meat wand pressing against Hilda's warm thighs.
I don't know how I feel about it being a meat wad.
Wand.
Wand.
Like
okay,
magic wand.
Okay.
Yeah. Leviosa.
There is a... yes, Leviosa, your cock. There is a secret I need to not tell you. You are my forbidden desire. Hilda had been waiting to hear these words. Her heart was lifted on golden wings and soared towards the radiant sun of perfect joy. She saw herself and Torolf happy together, bathed in the golden light of love. Her snooch got all warm, too.
Snooch, yes.
Snotch the snooch.
Torolf, Hilda moaned, her lush teats straining with desire. I need you. Torolf, coarse abs pulsing softly in the moonlight, stood silently. Hilda looked at him expectantly. Please? Oh, sorry, she added. Torolf, I need you sexually. And hearing those beautiful words, Toral flexed his rough-hewn abs, and Hilda found herself being guided to her soft bed.
By his abs?
By the sheer force of Toral's undulating midsection. She parted her thighs in anticipation, exposing the soft pink petals of her clunge.
Clunge.
Toral entered her like she was a lottery. His engorged pecker pushed inside her, and she felt fulfilled with sexual fulfillment. Hilda clutched at the bed sheets with lust and ecstasy in her hands. Her spongy love mountains hurled to and fro with each pounding. Her body was like a beautiful flower that was opening and somebody was pushing their dick inside it.
Shawanga.
This person fails in analogies. Then Toralf Mode arched his back and suffered from Dick Parkinson's. He pumped in all of his hot pearlescent sperms as Hilda spasmed with so many orgasms. The two lay still for a moment as the stinky scent of lovemaking billowed around the room.
Do you smell something?
I smell fish. It smells like fresh vagina in here.
It smells like tuna.
Who let Arby's in?
Hilda got out of bed, still shimmering with orgasm. She glowed with contentment like a cat who ate the cream of the crop.
And it was good.
She walked across the room and picked up her towel, still wet with shower water.
And then she
Toralf, fell. She said softly, there's something I have to tell you.
I have chlamydia.
But her bed was empty. Toralf was gone, escaped out the bedroom window. In the distance, Hilda heard the fading sound of galloping abs.
That just makes me think that his abs grew legs and he just kind of like went across the ground.
You know what he said all the way out?
Your makeup is terrible.
Perfect. So, I don't know why that suddenly became a thing, but that excerpt had been posted around recently.
It's hilarious.
As an example of, like high-class romance writing.
See, I was really hoping whenever you said that it was romance novel stuff that you'd brought up the dinosaur porn books.
I've heard about
something
those.
Taken
by a T-Rex.
It's kind of amazing.
Have you actually read some of them?
I've read a couple small excerpts, and it's kind of amazing. It's you know, whenever you see, like, literally a one-star movie that you know is just going to be a horrendous train wreck?
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
Oh, totally.
That's what that is.
Yeah.
And just, oh, that's so horrible.
We've got to find them for another episode.
That's like a train wreck full of bunnies.
Don't you
it's so
bunny?
Cute, but so bloody.
Bunny scream. This is not the noise of an actual rabbit.
No, rabbits do scream.
I know they do. Yeah. No, I'm just saying that the scream I made is totally not.
Oh, okay,
it's fine, bunny. They silenced rabbits a long time ago.
So,
Okeo.
So yeah, that has been your moments of zen for the week.
Yeah, my dramatic reading.
Oh yeah.
So, do we want to read a book? A book.
A novel? An email?
An email.
Do you want to build a snowman?
We can make him our best friend.
Do you want to kill a hooker? Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do this show, yo. Let's go kill a hooker.
This podcast is going to go traveling tonight. We're going to go to Harry Hines and find a hooker and kill her.
Yay!
I was telling Keo about this the other day. Have you guys seen the Will Ferrell playing Neil Diamond on Saturday Night Live? It's supposed to be like the old VH1 Storytellers thing. So he's sitting there and he's like, so one night, I killed a drifter to get an erection. And that's when I wrote this song, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, yeah, I remember that conversation.
Yeah. And then the whole thing is like that. It's like, well, me and Harvey were out here, and we were really high. And his bandmate's like, hey, man, leave me out of this. No, I will leave you in. But yeah, Google SNL, Will Ferrell, Neil Diamond. It's a whole series of them. They're pretty fucking funny. I don't know how we got onto that.
Because
we're storytellers. That's what it was, yes. I've just had books on the brain lately.
I made a pretzel.
In books.
Books.
You made a pretzel out of boots? Your cat?
Yes.
It's been a little shit weasel lately, so it kind of deserves it.
Oh, God, what was she doing the other day? One of your roommates tweeted about, like, she was being super special.
Oh, the cat got stuck in the television. It was like...
Oh, yes, I got a claw stuck in one of the vent holes on the television.
It was like Carol Ann.
Go towards the light, Carol Ann.
No, Boots, you're not Carol Ann. Stop going towards the goddamn light.
That's how I know that he's your child.
Special. Just like his brother.
This house is clean.
So, yes, we're going to start reading emails.
Do you want to read an email? Here, read an email.
Okay.
Douche.
Which one?
A very confused anon.
Let me just make sure it's not casting.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay, so.
Yeah, basically everything except the bottom one that says off-air question. We're not going to read that.
Okay.
But I've already filed all the ones that are like, here's your week on Twitter and all that kind of junk mail. Yeah. So pretty much you can just grab anything that you want to tackle.
Okay.
And I guess
I was just trying to see which one you guys are actually touching.
Okay. Well, Sarah, read the subject line and then. Yeah.
So I'm just going to splice this out. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. The email is titled A Very Confused Anon.
So it's towards the bottom there. I think it's like second from the bottom on the list.
I've been struggling a long time with my gender identity and trying to figure out if I'm trans. When I was little in kindergarten, I used to play dress-up, and I dress up in girlish clothes. I constantly find myself fantasizing about being female. I've attempted cross-dressing before, and I just felt more comfortable in the skirt I wore than my shorts or pants. I also constantly find my mind wondering about what it would be like to be female, and I currently identify as gay. But I look at a lot of naked females. I'm not attracted to them sexually, but it feels weird. I'm finding myself questioning if I envy them. Also, every time I do fabtastic form, I find myself imagining myself as the female. I'm a bunny of science, and I really can't wrap my head around the idea of identifying as something I've never experienced. Not to mention I'm having a lot of trouble in this whole ordeal separating gender stereotypes from gender characteristics. Am I trans? A very conflicted and confused anon.
I don't see what being female has to do with being a train. Because I'm trans train. I'm a light rail on the inside.
You could be.
So riding the dart every morning is how you get closer to...
It's like being inside myself. Yes.
I feel that way when I take a shower in the morning. What?
Does that mean you're trans shower?
I am trans shower. I'm one with the water.
You're an
Aquakin.
Aquakin. Aquakin hunger for
your pronouns, puddle self.
Every time someone He's steps in a puddle, I feel hurt.
Pull my putt self.
So
splashy, splashy.
Yeah. Smack in your eyes.
Questions of gender identity is really not something that we're qualified to really pontificate about. Relationships, sure. Because we've all had those for a while. Or, okay, most of us have. I don't know about y'all, but... So, that's like, go to a counselor. You could just like cross-dressing. Most people, and like, here's a hint. Dudes that look at straight porn, they like dudes with big dicks. They want to see the big dick going in and out of the woman. I don't know if they fantasize being like that, being like the female in that situation, but... People that like big dicks the most are straight dudes. Just saying. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, obviously. Don't look at me like that. Oh, God, you two. Sorry, I'm suddenly overwhelmed with a wave of nausea, so I'm going to have to step out of it. No,
don't make me exorcise this vomit at you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not really qualified to that. I mean, it's like there's so many different things that it could be. You know, you could be a guy that thinks cross-dressing is kinky. You could be a guy that just feels more comfortable wearing opposite gender clothes. Or it could be that, you know, your balls are free in the breeze when you're wearing a skirt.
Yeah, I was really going to say, I put on a skirt before, and it feels pretty freeing because there's not clothes constricting my balls.
Try being in a bunch of binders.
No thanks.
Binders full of women?
Huh?
Nothing.
That's your health, honey. Binders and binders full of women. Because you slice them up and keep them in books.
Oh, God. I'm going to laminate your entire body.
Oh, I'm sexy. I'm sorry, but, like, it sounds like you're having a gender crisis. Go talk to a counselor, like Saverin said. You're either A, stuck in the hype right now of, oh my god, everyone's trans, you should be trans too. Yeah. Or maybe you just like the clothing because, yeah, they're comfortable when you're not in binders.
And let's face it, women generally have nicer clothing than men.
Yes. Women do have nicer clothes.
Women have all actual. They have actual choices in clothing. Men have polos, t-shirts, button-downs, slacks, jeans. That's really about it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no. I mean, imagine yourself being the woman in a situation when you're getting plowed by a guy. Yeah, totally been there and done that. So, that's not unnormal. That's normal.
That dick was going in me.
I want to be her. We've said that a few times.
Yes, we have.
God, I wish I was her. Usually when we're watching True Blood. Oh, that bitch.
I want to be her. And yeah. It's just because you want to be plowed by a huge vampire car.
Damn right.
Yeah. Vampire and werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
That show. Idiot, motherfucker.
The whole show is an allegory for sex.
Damn right it
is. But yeah, no. Go talk to a counselor or experiment a little bit. I don't think you're trans. Not yet, at least. I would see where you're at in, like, a year or two and see where you're at.
If it's something that's honestly sticking past a year and it's something that you're trying to explore more and figure out more, then there's a chance. The thing is, we're not saying you're not. It's just from our standpoint, it doesn't seem like you necessarily are.
Hmm.
At least that's my thought.
Okay.
Try it out, man. Try it out. Or woman.
Oh. Whoa, man.
Hmm. Whoa.
Person that hasn't yet to decide.
Whoa, man. Okay, let's...
Just this person, you know.
Wear that dress and, you know, origami your pussy up and call it a day. It's a swan.
Swan?
Okay, there we go. This is from Tumblr.
Hi, Tumblr.
Taking into account the Heisenberg uncertainty principle when conjoined with the inability to define infinite probability within four-dimensional space, can I have a cup of coffee, please?
That sounds like my sex life. A Hindenburg explosion, and boosh, we're done.
Sure.
A mighty boosh.
The waiting list is 3 weeks.
There is no cup of coffee. There is only shit in a cup.
There was only soul.
Mm-hmm.
I put my shit in a box.
And then I squish it into a cup. And add water.
Ew.
Just add shit.
I didn't know that we were that type of podcast. That makes me... I'm leaving.
Welcome to Shitcast.
I don't feel safe
Unacceptable.
Here.
Unacceptable.
No, we're not. So,
this is a glass table podcast.
We record under the table. That's how we get less interference.
Why do you think the table's so loud?
You guys.
I know. I'm just so. Oh.
Classed.
Your turn.
Such a horrible
thing. Don't look at me, but this is going in a circle, and you are a circle.
I need to be as big as a circle, but.
Don't call yourself a circle.
I'm sorry, I'm an oval. Is that better?
No, it's more like, I'm leave it there.
That'd be in your best interest.
Cut my wigs up.
One strand at a time. Okay. I guess I'm going to read an email.
Okay.
Bad dogs and their books. After blacking out, I have decided to send this email unedited. Rip Shiva if she has to read this.
Where's Shiva right now so we get to die?
Ew. I'm going to have to... Hey, diddy zip zomf. Fimity scoop. That.
They're actually reading this verbatim. For those at home that just think Avery's dumb.
Oh, okay. It's got for... Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Podzaclastas. I can't even say that word. Fuck your word.
I promise I'm not this retarded. I can't read that.
Your tongue is just all, like, long and distended from sucking too many dicks.
I wish.
And wrapping around too many clits.
I don't wish.
Go on, move on. Or I'm gonna
I need audiobooks in my life, and I have no idea what I'm doing. You see, I listen to 9 weekly podcasts, as well as I'm binging on archives from Drunks and Dragons, Unfurled Furcast, Creature Talk, Vigi Games, Giant Bombcast, Car Talk, and both Rooster Teeth. What the fuck is that? Podcasts.
Rooster Teeth, the people that do Red versus Blue and Ruby.
You sound kind of far away.
I am far away.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. My problem is that my day-to-day activities require me to do a single action for multiple hours. Me too. With little to no human contact. Me too. With the medium of audio blast narratives is pretty much my life essential at this point. You may be wondering, A, how have I any brain cells left to listen to so much podcast? And B, why I need to listen to with that sheer amount of podcast?
Why I need more to listen to.
There we go. Thank you. Okay. It's been a long day. Shush.
Okay.
Meh.
Sorry, I'm editing your reading.
And, yeah. Frankly, I listen to 3 hours of podcasts a day on an exciting day and around 7 to 8 on work day. It's been a long day. I'm sorry.
He misspelled the word, so okay. It's quite okay.
Okay.
Complosh. I have complosh. Sounds like where Klingon accomplishes something. Accomplosh.
I'm pretty sure I'm reading this wrong at this point.
Looking, but better.
Ew. We don't do that here. Yes, I complosh. Should it work? And I don't want to start re-listening to podcasts again. You mentioned audiobooks being available on Bad Dog Books. How does audiobook do in my iPod from Bad Dog Books without Audible? One does furry books in is what? Ready purchase? I don't do any of this shit, so I have no idea.
When does furry books is ready purchase money buy?
Oh, my brain.
Does wolf fuzz edible?
I'm not.
Will writer Golden Kyle have audiobook sailboat? Can L couch a cat?
Good job.
B petted? I'm not even going to try to spell this. Help to muck. Podcast, meow dying, too many color.
Meow dying.
Leif, fashion, beef whore my eyes. Ew.
James Meowsters.
And a helpless, derping dragon whale is heard tumbling downstairs far off in the countryside, sent from Samsung table.
See, he's got a glass table too.
Okay. Wow.
So,
What the fuck, dude?
Zip zap, scoop, boom.
I think his day job must be testing acid.
I want to do what he's on.
He's just dropping, you know, all the things at once.
Yes.
And Fuzz doesn't have Bad Dog Books anymore. They completely closed up. Oh.
That's not true. So, actually, we don't have any audiobooks on the site right now. That will be coming at some point in the future.
Not working hard.
The way it would work is you would just download the file and drag it over to iTunes, and it would go on. It would sync to your iPod that way.
All the audiobooks are on Audible, but aren't they?
Right now, there are some furry audiobooks by Kyle on Audible. So you can get the Out of Position series, which Saverin reads. So far, the first two books are out there.
Saverin, that's where you're supposed to go, ting.
Yes, you should totally buy them. I'm working on
it. There you go. You can probably find an audiobook for English for Dummies.
There's also Green Fairy and Red Devil by Kyle are also on there. They're read by Jay Maxwell.
Red Devil!
And Bridges is on there, too, read by Kyle himself. So those are all pretty good. I've picked all those up.
Sounds gay.
So, you know, I'll refer people to Audible for now until we get some audiobooks of our own.
Yeah, I've got several that are on my slate, but with this most recent fuckery between myself and Audible and having to fucking re-record divisions, it's really thrown off my production schedule.
Yeah.
I should have had several things done by now, but this has been such a big fucking to-do with them. And
I'm behind.
You need to be up 24/7 reading.
I mean, I've got like 3 or 4 stories that I'm going to be doing for Bad Dog Books. I'm halfway tempted just to make them Bad Dog Books exclusives because kind of fuck Audible at this point. I'm really not happy with them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they've cut the royalty by 10% already.
Yeah, see, that's...
Is this only to you or is this to anybody?
It's to everybody. It's now 60-40, 40% going to the creators, but if you're splitting it with the author of the book, mm-hmm. you get 20% of the sales, which on a $15 audiobook is $3.
That's Dodostoki.
That's
yeah. It had been 50-50, and then they would split that 50%. So basically, their revenue's gone down by 5% each.
That's bullshit.
So
I mean, yeah, in the grand scheme of things, that's not a ton, but
it adds up.
It adds up. And the fact that I have to do all this extra bullshit because of Audible is just like, I don't want to deal with you. I mean, yeah, it sucks that people won't be able to use their credits, because, I mean, people using their free book credits still goes towards us. We still get paid.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, even if you're not an Audible member and you're paying like $25 or whatever, we're only ever paid based upon the member price.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, $25 audiobooks, we still get paid if it was $15. So, Audible can kind of go suck a fuck.
I'm not really surprised since Amazon bought them a while mm-hmm. back. And, you know, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to book news at all, but Amazon's in this big feud with one of the major publishers. This one's Hachette. And, like, some of the... Are you guys familiar with this story at all before mm-hmm. I bore you with it? Okay. So, basically, Amazon is trying to negotiate better rates for themselves to carry this publisher's books in physical book and as ebook. And the, you know, they try to get lower and lower prices so they can sell them for lower and lower prices, which is what's caused all the brick and mortar bookstores to close down and, you know, for people to mostly go shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're trying to get an even better deal out of this one publisher. And the publisher is trying to be a little more hardcore in the negotiations, I guess. So Amazon's responded by saying that, oh, your book's not going to be available in 2 days, it's going to be available in 2 months. And removing the pre-order button for certain books. And how was the other one? And removing the buy button from other books or not making the ebook available at all. And it's starting to affect, like, a couple of big-name authors. So this is a major book publisher, so they have a number of very large people under them,
mm-hmm.
One of which is J.K. Rowling, who she's written her her book under her pseudonym, Robert Galbraith, and her follow-up to that first book was just released like last week. I think it's called The Silkworm. Mm-hmm. So obviously, I mean, that would be like a major book launch, you know, because holy shit. And basically, like, she didn't have a pre-order page on Amazon for that book because Amazon was like, nope, you know. Stephen Colbert was also affected. Stephen mm-hmm. Colbert is actually, you know, he's using his celebrity to try and basically drive people away from Amazon. He's used a hashtag on Twitter called Cut Down the Amazon, and he's referring people to indie bookstores to buy his book from an independent bookstore. Mm-hmm. So
you start selling Colbert's book.
Yeah, there we go. I could do that.
It's like, and that's not even like the problems y'all have had with the company that you previously were getting books printed through that got bought by Amazon and now has decided they're not going to print some of your books because dicks.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, that's why we had to migrate all of our books to a new printer this year because they decided they didn't want to print, like, most of our catalog, or at least, like, half of our catalog because dicks.
And which is dumb considering half the... some of the books that I've bought from Amazon.
The most popular
I know, books. Right? Like, you could buy a fleshlight.
You could buy and a horse dildo.
A horse dildo and an incest porn ebook. You know, everything you need to have a good night. That and a 55-gallon drum of lube, which you can also get from Amazon. And it's just such a double standard, you know? And then they're like, no, this... What was funny was the first time they suppressed one of my titles because it had a dick in it, I searched, you know, Amazon, and like, and I was like, what is, like, the obvious word that I'm going to look for? Oh, fuck, right? So I went on Kindle search, and I typed fucking. The first book that came up, 15 and fucking. And I'm like, okay, so this is okay, but the furry... adult canine cocks or not, you know. And we also found that other really terrible My Little Pony Rule 34 comic, which was on Amazon. And it's like, okay, this is not only adult illustrated, it's also copyright destroying. And it's just a question of, oh, they haven't found it yet, or nobody's reported it yet. Mm-hmm. It's a very inconsistent application of their policies. Well, so I'm really glad that I don't actually have to deal with them at this point because I have a better printer now.
And like with you know, trying to fight with Audible over all this recent lawsuit with Divisions, you know, they would give us feedback but they would never respond when we asked questions about specifics. Mm-hmm. So they basically would sit 3 weeks in the queue, they'd review it again, reject it, give this very indistinct shit response, and then never reply to our queries.
Yeah.
So it could be a content thing. Like, we don't like reading you talking about a tiger and a fox dude fucking, because that's gay. You know, for all I know, the guy that's doing the review just doesn't like the content, because I've got a gay cowboy western on there. I've got the first two out of position books up there. But this one, which was higher quality, recorded better, unacceptable. So, in other words, fuck Audible. Next email. Ugh.
Yeah. Screaming donkey vaginas.
That's a horrifying image.
What am I reading?
Saverin's winking at me.
He has such shites to show you.
Such shites to show you. That movie would have been so great if he had like a horrible lisp and was just trying to be all serious and stuff like that. I have such shites to show you. You don't need eyes called, to see.
There's a one called Plug.
Oh, it's one for you. Okay, I'm gonna read this. Avery tweeted to send in something, so I'm going to do that.
Oh, it worked.
Here's a riddle based on a real-life event that happened to my store. A customer walks into your store wearing a female-cut suit, a purse, and high heels. But they have cleavage exposing their very manly pecs, and the body type is obviously extremely masculine. Wide shoulders, no hips, etc.
Penis hanging down at her knees.
They ask for the bathroom key. Do I give them the men's or the women's bathroom key? We gave them the men's key, and they seemed okay with this. The answer is you give them the one with the brain on it, because, you know, trans people use the bathrooms with the brain, because it's for smart people, because they got both. I don't know, it's all...
I couldn't quite follow that, but okay.
So,
it's because I'm dumb. Which one would you give them, Avery?
Well, if this was back whenever I was working at the sex store, neither, because we didn't allow anybody in our bathroom, because...
They would want to try out your...
No, it was because we didn't trust people.
I'm sorry.
We didn't even trust pregnant women.
No. Mm-hmm. Have your water break somewhere else, bitch.
Exactly. You don't need to be leaving no babies here at the adult store.
Exactly.
Go next door to the, like, the pot shop. They'll help you out. They can soak it up in some weed.
In general, I'd still give the guy... I'd still give the key to go to the guy bathroom. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, this is the same with same thing with drag queens, where, honestly, a lot of them still technically go to the guy's bathroom. Yeah. They may be dressed and look exactly like women, but...
Actually, they usually go to the women's bathroom. I just don't personally feel comfortable going to the women's bathroom, because I'm a big, noticeable, not-a-woman bitch. I might look at y'all, but the rest of it is a dead fucking giveaway.
Except for the guys that hit on you.
You're like an 8-foot Amazon when you're in maximum drag.
Yeah, so. It's fucking crazy.
I love your stories about the guys that like, hit on you drunkenly. I mean, yeah, I know they're like, they're harassing straight dudes, but it's like...
So many times.
They totally, you know, you totally passed with them.
Or the straight guy that was like, yeah, baby, I'm going to dance against you. Oh, that was fucking hilarious.
Thanks, honey.
It was kind of like that.
See, at least that's still better than the crack addicts outside the library that tried getting you.
I'm going to lick your pussy, girl. Come back here. Make your pussy wet. I'm like...
Wait, really?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's brilliant.
Like, this has happened a few times now. I just kind of want to look around. Yes, I'm a lady. I belong here.
Frankenstein walk out of here. I would say give them the key that you think works, and if they ask for the other one, you give them the other one.
Yeah, I would say...
Just don't be a dick about it.
In this case, I mean, they weren't trying to pass if they didn't have, like, a fake chest or, you know, makeup on or anything like that, so yeah.
I would have given... Just go to work and drag day.
I would have just gave them a key. I wouldn't even pay attention to which one I gave them. Be like, here you go, bitch. Be gone, go piss.
And then again, in most places don't have bathrooms with keys anymore, so...
Yeah, because all the Blockbusters closed.
Unless it's a gas station.
Yeah.
Some gas stations have keys still.
Yeah, if they're the outside bathroom.
They're, like, attached to a cinder block that you have to drag
to the bathroom. See, now the real question is, was he going into your bathroom to pick up a trick or to go flick his man-woman pussy? You never know. But shady apes. Shady apes.
The restroom.
Nah, they're going to flick the pussy. No one goes to the bathroom and doors with locks if they got open to flicking the pussy.
Okay, so what's the next email?
Okay, well, I'll go ahead and read an email. I'm going to read a... that one sounds interesting. Okay, all right. The role of escapism in the fandom. Dear Notcast, I was wondering about the extent to which furries escape from their lives through the fandom rather than use it as a healthy creative outlet. I know that it's mostly just a game, but some seem to use it as a replacement for what they want their lives to be rather than trying to get the life they want. For example, I see this a lot on roleplay chat rooms. People get so invested in their fantasies that they refuse to communicate in a healthy manner. I know a straight guy who gets touchy about IRL gender because his RP girlfriend has never confirmed her sex and in actuality is probably a man.
Yeah.
he's confided that while he does love her, air quotes, and want to be with her, he won't go further with it because he's terrified of finding a penis.
Screaming vaginas.
On more extreme terms, a woman I knew on Second Life was worried about the future of her relationship when her with her fiancé because another man had impregnated her avatar with a bot baby. When I asked why she didn't just cancel the bot baby, she replied that she didn't believe in abortion.
Second Life abortion clinics! Make it so!
Oh, man. I want to make the Planned Parenthood in Second Life.
I want to make a giant clothes hanger and just walk around. Abortions, kids. Get them now.
On the other hand, I've seen some furries use fantasy in a very positive way. Some see their fursonas as personal fitness goals and eventually end up looking even better than their athletic pretend dog people. Others, especially realistic fursuit makers, attempt to bring their fantasy into reality.
Roar.
My question is, how far is too far? The Californian alligator lizard Nocebo. P.S. I've noticed that people who are into hyper tend to have huge dicks. Thoughts?
How many dicks have you been checking out of dudes with that are hypers? That's what I want to know.
Well, it's like I already have a massive dick. It needs to be bigger. It must be bigger.
I like his name. It's like placebo, but better.
Magic wand to make my penis grow!
So what do you guys... To me, it's a fun... mental escape, but I still know who I am in real life, and I don't RP my character anyway. He's just me, but with the ideal, like, body type.
Yeah.
So, I don't really do that RP thing.
I've met too many people that are like, oh my god, I'm impregnated with a baby from some other guy on the internet. We're lost. I've seen relationships end because of Second Life in real life relationships.
That's people are sad.
People are dumb. That's taking it to the too fucking extreme. If you want to use it for goals or just to...
have fun.
An expression of your dick lust for other things.
For your dick lust for hypercocks.
Even if, obviously, you're a female, male, male, orange, then you can express your penis love cock and smack people in the face with it. Because it's Second Life and you can do that.
He's a helpful kid. Well, I mean, it also happens to be a lot of age. I mean, furries, by and large, and, you know, people use that to, like, my life is shitty, I'm unpopular in high school, people push me into lockers, but I don't fit because I'm by and large.
Didn't we just have this conversation about the by and large and how that's actually not starting to be true now? It's starting to become small.
Well, consider
that. And really, really gay.
The average age of furries, I think, is probably going down a little bit because.
Oh, yeah.
There's more people. A lot of it. Yeah, because furry has become vaguely mainstream.
Okay.
Well, a lot more than it used to be.
Yeah.
Mm.
And so more people are getting into it, but it's a question of who sticks around. Who's a casual?
Pretty soon will be the big in thing at Hot Topics.
Hey, just saying, there are now Anthro Pony shirts on We Love Fine.
Yeah.
And I just can't wait for somebody to wear an Anthro Rarity shirt to a con and be told by somebody in a horse fursuiter that they're wearing the wrong kind of Anthro horse on their shirt.
Yeah.
And then I will punch them in their foam face.
Hot Topic's actually already starting to carry the, this hoodie has a tail and ears and stuff on it, so it's a thing already.
What, they're not Kigurumi, I think they're called Kigurumi.
Gigurumis.
Kigurumis are the big pajama-like things with the tail and the hood.
But also the horrifying plastic head fursuit thing.
Oh my god.
So... At the train station downtown, like right in front of our building, I was on the train, I think this was yesterday morning, coming to work, and sitting on one of the benches by the train station was like a fake body wearing one of those plastic horse heads. It was like just a torso with that rubber horse head on it.
I
was already running late, but I wanted to, like, run over and take a picture of it and be like, this is Dallas! Woo! I thought of you!
There was a dead fucking whore.
Also, on the way to Hookah one night, I stopped at a stoplight, and over on the side of the road there was, you know, the sidewalk. There was a guy wearing a brony shirt and that rubber horse head, and he was just dancing, waiting for the light to change to cross the street. It was just, woo!
Because why not?
I hate my life.
going too far, I guess that would be like insisting that people refer to you only as your fursona name. Watching out, you know, yelling at people that sit on your phantom tail, declaring that, no, you are in fact a sexy wolf person on the inside.
But I am.
you know, when it actually starts affecting your real-world life in a negative manner, that's gone too far.
Like
when somebody dissing you on Second Life or dissing you in a chat room is, like, absolutely traumatic.
I'm gonna real life find you and real life stab you.
Yes. That's probably.
Well, it's also like, and I'm not being funny, I'm not making fun of this guy, but this was a situation years ago where there was a guy who was depressed because of species dysmorphia, and he was a dragon, and he jumped from the third story of his dorm and killed himself. It's like, that's where...
That's like a mile too far.
Yeah, that's obviously where it goes too far. But, I mean, even if you're at that point where you're like, I'm so miserable being human, I'm really a majestic dragon, wolf, unicorn thing or whatever, you know, then, you know, hopefully you have a friend looking out for you that can kind of, you know, check your shit before you wreck your shit. Mic drop. I don't know how. But, yeah. Somebody else jump in here.
I think that's about
it's it. Like anything in life. It is all about moderation, knowing the time and the place. You know, anything, too much of anything can be a bad thing, even fur faggotry.
My thought is, I mean, it's a great fandom in the fact that you can meet a lot of people, a lot of people. And it lets you network around the world, honestly. Mm. But at the same time, you do actually, there is an actual life out there. You can leave the bedroom. You can open the blind. There is the sun.
Birds!
you can go outside and it's not going to hurt you.
It could.
Well, it could, but still.
The birds just could suddenly attack.
Yeah, haven't you seen that Alfred Hitchcock movie? I don't ever go outside.
The oranges, right?
Do you want to read the con report?
Yeah, so that was what I'm looking at. This is a con report from TrotCon. What's a TrotCon, you say?
Apparently, a book of an email.
Yeah, it's really
a con report.
Fuck.
So, good evening, Notcast. Hopefully, this makes it in before you start recording. Most of the con reports I hear from the show deal with the furry conventions, but since bronies are basically the impulsive little brother of furries, I think I'll be alright.
True. Officially.
Yeah. Impulsive is kind. Spastic. That's a little less kind. Now, excuse me while I hide under my desk from the angry fallout I've created. No, it's okay.
Yes.
Well, it won't be from us.
Yeah. They'll be part of us soon enough. Anyways, after sitting on the fence for a long while, I've decided to attend TrotCon instead of a more local convention I had been to before. I sent in an email regarding this while back, asking if it'd be worth the trip and expense, but after this weekend, I've come to my conclusion. It was completely worth it. Friday was pretty normal. Wake up with entirely not enough sleep due to arriving very late the previous night, wait in the registration line because pre-registration is for the week, and generally just flew out and learned the convention and surroundings. Being the small venue that it was pleasantly refreshing to have something... or to have everything within such a short distance. It gave everything a more laid-back and intimate feel. I attended the opening ceremonies out of tradition more than anything, and afterwards just wandered about before returning to the main ballroom for the Peter New, Andrea Libman, and Mitch Larson Q&A. These panels might as well be considered the same thing, as during each Q&A, the other two moderated the panel, which basically involved riffing, interjecting, and overall being a peanut gallery to the person being asked questions. It was quite entertaining. That's really the best way to do panels. You don't need nobody horse famous sitting there snarfling into the microphone.
Snarf!
Yes, Final Draft. I use the next few hours to just wander and meet up with people from the fandom, as well as a bunch of my friends from the other side of the state who also attended. We just milled about for the next however long and enjoy the atmosphere. I've learned from previous conventions that it is not healthy for the body or mind to try and attend everything, and putting it in practice at TrotCon helped keep me from stressing out and losing it. The only place I generally avoided was the vendor hall. While I went in a few times to meet up with artists I followed, buy some crafts, and look at all the nice shiny things, I mostly stayed away from the area. This wasn't due to any grudge against the artists or anything, rather than the climate control in that particular room had broken down, and combined with the 85-degree Columbus heat and the warm bodies had turned the room into a veritable sauna.
Oh, I've dealt in a vendor hall like that.
FC 2 years ago.
FC. Sexy. Like 2 years in a row.
Yep, but that sounds sexy.
No.
Whenever everyone's getting all sweaty and, wait, this furry term, musky.
I'll wear deodorant patch.
And, like, our whole corner was, like, packed because us and Sofa Wolf were next to each other. And we had, like, friends that wanted to stop by our table and say hi. And they caught up with us the next day. They're like, I'm sorry, dude. I took one step in that room and I saw how crowded it was and felt how hot it was. And I was like, fuck this.
Teaches you to have friends, Buzz.
So. Yeah, shows who my real friends are, the ones sweating the balls off behind the table with me.
Yep. Instead of in the bed.
Whereas I didn't help you at all that time.
Yes.
I had turned the. Anyways, if I've learned anything about being a resident of Michigan, it was that Michiganders and heat do not mix. I attended a few panels after that, such as the obligatory Who's Line panel that every convention ever seems to have, and a panel that a few of my friends put on. There wasn't a time that I found myself without anything to do, even on a Friday night. After a few more panels and reviewing the debauchery and sin that was the Swaglicorn Empire panel, I turned in for the night. Saturday was much the same, a bit with more sleep deprivation. I attended the VA and Writers panel. Season 8, half confirmed. The ride never ends. And went to a speedfic writing event. I didn't place, though I did feel good to have people vote for something I wrote out of the 30 or so entries. I think it has something to do with being the only bittersweet, if not otherwise not funny, fic in the whole bunch. I'll clean it up later and post it somewhere. I left the room before the Gentle Cult's Guide on How to Be a Proper Brony, because I am fedora intolerant. I went on my way to get some dinner at a local hot dog shop called Dirty Frank's.
Nice.
After experiencing a bit of Columbus, by that I mean a drunken individual who almost got arrested for threatening to shoot up some N-words,
up your ass,
and having great food, my group went back to the hotel for some after-dark panels and the rave. Well, I didn't stay for the rave because, you know, loud noises, to talking to all those great people and having such nice discussions made up for it completely.
Up your
TrotCon had after-dark panels?
I was going to say, wait, after-dark panels at a sanctioned con with show guests?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tell me more.
They're not really supposed to do that, apparently.
Your secrets. I'll leave your secrets to be flesh. Like,
if they could do that, then maybe Nightmare Knights can do it.
No.
You know, we could have Bad Dragon come as a special correspondent. And your After Dark panel would be like, how to take the flared chance.
And that's where we could have our panel. Your makeup is terrible.
And you could have your VAs there.
You could actually do, like, a makeup tutorial if you wanted to, Kyo.
You have to look like Rainbow Dash, though. That is a character, right?
Yes.
Yes. Anyways, moving on.
I could totally do a pony makeup panel.
Yeah, you could. Anyway.
Oh, how to style your mane.
Sweet styling's a thing, guys. Just saying.
Oh, so you guys might find this amusing. There are, like, whole panels and tutorials online about the little plastic pony toys and how to style their manes properly to look like they do in the show.
Yeah, that's actually important. Getting your character, I mean, they come out of the packaging looking like shit. If you know how hard it is to get a proper rear curl?
I think Kyo has just had a stroke on one side of his face. It's like his right eye is just stopped working.
And you look like the woman on the bus now.
Oh, my palsy is acting up. I can't get this rarity curl right.
Not this time, God.
I decided I didn't have my fix of Sodom, and he went back to the Swaglicorn panel and hung about a bit before returning to my room, where I rode an elevator up with Larson at about 5 in the morning. We exchanged some words, something along the lines of how we are both dead inside and don't know how these sleep is for the weak people, can't do it, and parted ways. After returning to Little Gamora to retrieve my forgotten bag, I hit the hay. Sunday was a frantic dash to get the hell out of the room by noon, and the cars loaded up. We stayed at the convention till closing ceremonies, but the first half was still stressful. I went to the musician's panel, met Yuri Brony, and blamed him entirely for my being in the fandom in the first place. We took a duck face selfie that will probably be floating around my space for the next decade. Good times.
My duck face selfie's better.
After floating ceremonies, we got the hell out of Dodge since I had a 5-hour drive, and my carpool mates had to work in the morning, so we ended up getting about 3 a.m. and just knocked out on couches. Overall, it was an amazingly fun experience, and I can't wait to do it again next year. The post-con depression didn't hit me too hard this year, and I have BronyCon in a month, so here's that to look forward to. Don't get stabbed. Thanks for your feedback on your previous email. Without it, I might have not had the amazing experience I did this weekend. Tired and worn out, Zirian.
I bet he's worn out.
For the non-Brony initiated, BronyCon is in Baltimore.
What then?
It's the stabbing.
Downtown Baltimore.
Well, it depends on what... Yeah, no, it depends on what side of Baltimore, really. Yeah, if you're by the waterfront, it's really nice. If you go...
By the waterfront.
Yeah, then you're...
But there was still, like, convention a center. Half dozen Bronies that got mugged last year.
Really?
Yeah.
The waterfront was, like, really nice when I went to Otakon.
Anyways, well, it's in that same place.
Man. First off, I'm really disappointed in you for using a MySpace. I felt I needed to share this.
Wait, what did it say, MySpace?
Yeah.
Oh. It's
duck faces of me around MySpace.
What's MySpace?
Something I used in, like, elementary.
Yeah, I quit that.
I never did MySpace. I'm still on Friendster.
Okay. He doesn't do MySpace, he does MySpace. Oh, wait.
I still occasionally use my live journal. Very rarely.
He uses Facebook.
Spacebook?
Spacebook in MySpace.
What about Dead Journal?
What's that?
God, I remember that. But people that were, like, boycotting LiveJournal for reasons.
What's that?
So, they started a competitor called Dead Journal.
I actually did forget about LiveJournal, honestly.
For the really edgy fucking people who just needed to blog.
I have a LiveJournal account, and I've had one since 2004.
Yeah. Mine goes back a ways.
Or maybe further. I don't know. I got mine when you still had to get an invite.
Yeah, yeah. I got invited.
So did I.
I had a My Dear Diary. Oh, yeah, baby.
So, yeah. Sharkon seemed to have gone all right. And as far as any, there was no major drama that came out of it.
No spaghetti was dropped.
No, not that I know of.
Sharkon sounds like a really dirty place.
You would think so.
Yeah.
It was a third year small convention. Ohio.
There's a lot of trotting going on.
They're the only convention in Ohio. There used to be 3 conventions in Ohio.
And then Ohio ate them because Ohio sucks.
Well, the people that
entirely
were organizing the other 2 conventions were fucking morons.
So. Because they were in Ohio and it's full of stupid.
Welcome to Ohio. Now you're stuck in Ohio.
Yeah. Welcome to Ohio. Here's a turnpike. Bye.
So... Yeah.
I'll be spending a night in Ohio next week.
I'm sorry. So sorry. Don't die.
I'm going to be going down to Houston.
I'm sorry.
Don't die.
I am just crashing for the night with the Ringtail Cafe crew on my way to
Antarctica. They're excellent
basement. Actually, they have a new house now.
Oh.
So I have no idea what they're...
But their house was kind of nice.
It was, but it was like the...
it was also fairly tiny.
It was fine, but Tack's wife worked on the opposite side of Cincinnati, so she had to drive out of Kentucky all the way through Cincinnati every day for her commute.
Oh.
So they got a house on the other side of Cincinnati, so their commute is a lot less hellish.
But they have a shop on the south side?
But they're still in Ohio.
No, they don't own that shop. That's friends of theirs that own that shop.
Okay.
Little shop of horrors. Little shop of terror.
So, yeah.
Avery's fisting your snuggie.
There's a thing inside of it. I don't understand.
It wants to be your friend.
I don't know.
It's like a little loop or something.
Yeah.
I guess it's for tying the ends together.
Yeah, it's just for... You do that and it...
Around this, I guess.
It makes the arms shorter so you can have your arms stick out of the snuggie.
So if you need to fist someone, you're good.
But at the moment, they're being used as sound-absorbent curtains, and they do the job pretty well.
I'm noticing this studio gets hell a lot warmer than...
Just inspires you to talk faster, I guess, so we can get done with.
Yeah.
This is our workout regimen for the week.
Yeah, talking, it's... Well, I could turn up the fan, but it would,
It would create more background radiation.
We already have, like, the fucking...
wind turbine of your air conditioner there. That's all right. Okay, so thank you for the con report, though. I'm always interested in hearing con reports.
Yeah,
tell us
how BernieCon goes. They recently tweeted they've crossed 5,000 pre-regs.
Oh, he's from Michigan. I didn't hear that part.
Oh, you were nodding during it. Yeah.
I shouldn't have been. I'm sorry.
I thought you were agreeing that Michiganders and heat don't mix, because that's what he was saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. Because Michigan gets to, like, 90, mm-hmm. maybe 92. You go above that and you start melting. Yeah, no, it is pretty cool. It's awesome. It's good pool weather. It's 95 and you die.
So, yes, read an email. I archived the chart.
Oh, you already archived the chart.com. Okay, so, yeah, read.
Where's an email?
Well, read email or Tumblr or whatever you want.
Okay.
One of you.
P.S. Thanks to Saturn for signing my doorknob at Everfree.
Everfree Northwest. It's the P.S. on this guy's
Keep
email.
Keep casting those knots, Bashful. There, I read one.
Okay, you want to read the first part of it? No. Oh my god, it's a book.
There is no more. That one was selected already. It was not existent.
Oh, like, see the way it does.
I signed his doorknob at Everfree Northwest 2012. Goddamn.
Buzz still has Lola's doorknob, and he's upset about it.
Sounds dirty.
It's like, where's that doorknob? You stole the doorknob off my house. I want it back.
You had, like, a literal bag of doorknobs.
I did.
God, I still remember that. That's, like, our early episodes, and you were writing in. And I guess you were still going to college in Tennessee. And you were like, they changed all the doorknobs in the dorm.
Oh my god, the bag of doorknobs!
So that's where you got the bag of doorknobs from.
What? I forgot about that. I had a bag of doorknobs for a while. I got rid of them when I left college, but I had a bag of doorknobs.
Did you drag that around with you?
Because?
You brought it to Fiesta.
I did bring it to Fiesta.
Yeah, Fiesta 1.
It was my bag of doorknobs. I brought it to the live show. I think I hit a woman with it. As they should be.
God.
Get going up.
I don't want to read this. You read. I read one. It's
that,
your turn
that
now.
Email is really quite the wall of text.
Yeah, it is.
That one's a fucking novel. I'm going to submit it to Roar.
Yeah, I'm just going to mark that. I'm just going to flag it, and we'll respond.
Thanks.
Because
love
that
cast.
Is really long.
Okay.
So how about a Tumblr question?
That's like a trundle.
Which one?
There's more questions?
The ones that say Tumblr Anonymous asked a question or someone asked a question.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that those.
Yeah, those are legit. We have a Tumblr. It's notcast.tumblr.com.
Let's see. Anonymous asked a question. Buzzwolf is my favorite voice. Has been ever since way back in episode 1.
Woo! Well, he's a fucking faggot.
He is.
He's a
dick.
He's a big tranny faggot. Oh, I said it. I went there. Enjoy your Tumblr now, bitch. Ooh.
Oh,
damn it.
I'm sorry, Fuzz. We can't have them on anymore.
Yes. Ruining.
You are both fired.
Wait. We're getting paid for this?
No.
Oh.
No. Sorry, you're
unpaid.
We're
gonna be paid $80.
You can't fire slave.
You're unpaid immigrant labor.
This is our e-fame for the week.
Yep. your drag queen visa's have been rejected, and now you're gonna be deported back.
That's why I got a retweet from Lady Bunny to drag queen visa.
Dragslavania.
Mm-hmm.
Best Wolf is best voice actor. Me love Bad Wolf. He best pony. He best pony.
I don't want to sit next to you.
He made me clump.
I've taught him too much of the lingo, I guess.
This is clearly getting into unsafe territory.
We were in safe territory?
No.
Not a cast was never safe territory.
Yeah, unsafe territory, like Baltimore.
Good morning, Baltimore.
sorry, Sparf, and everybody at Furthermore.
You dead fucking whores.
I don't want to get knifed no more at Furthermore.
Furno dead. Someone else read something.
Which is more stabby? Memphis or Baltimore?
Yes.
Memphis. Memphis, 100 times Memphis.
Good thing there's no cons there anymore, so we don't have to worry about ever going to Memphis.
Hashtag truth.
Please help my friend.
No.
Okay, next team. Excuse me. Okay, my dearest Notcasters, as I've said before...
You're welcome.
I'm so sorry. Because this is actually a serious email, I'm not meaning to stumble over my words. Okay. As I've said before, you're the biggest help I've gotten in sex and relationship advice. Because of this, I've tried to get my friends who are struggling in their relationships to listen to your show. However, as you probably have no hard time imagining, they don't want to because it's a furry podcast. So I ask you this. Can you give me advice to relay to them? Here are the two scenarios. One, my close college friend's fiance broke up with him because they've been, quote, been butting heads and they haven't been able to spend time together. I'm also close friends with the fiance in this situation. I think she's both getting cold feet and doesn't understand that this is a common thing to happen in relationships. My advice to him so far is to give her space for a little while and keep himself open to her in case she changes her mind. What should I tell these two of my friends? I know their personalities mesh quite well, and it's a true surprise to hear about this. Okay, do you guys want to tackle that one first before I meet the other one?
Time.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Well, time is usually pretty good. Give them some space, and then when they've cooled down a little bit, get them to talk again. And, you know, it's better than to have this now before they're married than after.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about giving someone too much time apart when they're on the cusp of getting married. Like, if there's an issue that sounds like they really need to talk it out.
Well, I mean, for the chick in the situation here, if she wants her space, just give her space and figure it out. Because... Mm-hmm. There's really, you know, you don't want to force it. You kind of can.
Yeah.
Oh, speak before I do.
No. Kyo, go right ahead.
Okay. So, first of all, they're like, what, 12? I mean, you're in fucking college still. You know, give it some time. It's cool. I say talk it out. Give some space. It'll fucking work out the way it's going to work out. You know, you're in college still. They're in college still. Shit happens, and people start learning who people are as they grow up together. Learn that. So, honestly, you know, they broke up. That fucking sucks. The best advice you can give them is just to give each other a little bit of space and then talk it out as friends and then see what happens from there.
Yeah. I mean, if they're constantly around each other, there's too much... together. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is such a thing as being around each other too much.
Damn right there is.
Yeah. It's like when you live with someone and you also work in the same place as them.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Okay. Question number two. A close online friend of mine who lives in Mexico,
arriba,
is falling in love with me.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no es bueno. However, he already has a boyfriend whom he loves even more.
Oh, bueno, señor.
He's conflicted and asked me recently if it's okay to love more than one person. Shiva's not here, is she? No, it's not. No, kidding, totally kidding. I told him that it is all right as long as all these people know and are okay with it. I'd agree with that. He hasn't talked to his boyfriend yet. Is there anything... Sound was Kyo's head hitting the table. Is there anything else I should tell him? In this case, I don't know his boyfriend. Thanks for being awesome, Kylie Rouge.
This is Montezuma's revenge right here. I'm sorry, you're going to shit yourself and die if you continue on this path. If he doesn't tell his fucking boyfriend where the fuck you guys are, then what the fuck are you doing anyway? I mean, you can't be like, oh my god, I'm in love with you. Oh my god, I'm in love with you too. But my boyfriend doesn't know. Oh my god.
Shit.
Rebound.
That sounds like a really bad idea. Kylie, don't do that.
That sounds like Telemundo.
It does sound like Telemundo.
You're getting yourself involved with some crazy-ass telenovela.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, space aliens and evil clowns are going to come out of your closet.
And unlike Bollywood, you won't even get a snappy dance number out of it.
You'll never know. His boyfriend could be a chola and come up to the States and fucking cut you. You won't even know.
And this is what's
going to
get us thrown off iTunes.
I'm also going to say, the other thing that comes to my mind is that he might think he's in love with you, but what it might actually be is a crush, which you just kind of have to let it burn itself out. Usually a good cure for that is, like, if you put a little bit of distance between you and him. As far as communicating and everything.
She's, like, in Florida, and he's in Mexico. There's plenty of distance!
Well, that's
you know what I mean.
There's another question there.
Uh-huh.
Is this dude his boyfriend? Like, is he with his boyfriend, like, in Mexico? Or is this another online boyfriend?
I would like
to know that.
Yeah, see, we don't... That is important, you know. What kind of footing you guys are on. I mean...
If the other boyfriend is actually local and to him, and you're just the online presence, and that's honestly typically just he's looking for a green grass on the other side of the fence.
Yeah, it's just an infatuation that he has with the emailer.
Don't fuck up a real relationship if it's, like, local. I think that would be kind of shitty. But at the same time, I mean, I won't deny you your feelings for the person or that guy's feelings for you, but if they're going to go through with it, they need to be fucking upright with their person and stop fucking beating around the bush.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, my instinct on it is like, the guy has a crush on you because you're a good guy, and if you care about him and his relationship, you should probably take a step back, communicate with him less, or... let him know that, yeah, that situation is not cool.
Be friends, but make it actively known. Like, use the actual words that you are only friends.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's bad as it is, whenever somebody's like that, you can't say, you know, we're just friends, and let them assume that they actually understand that you actually have to spell it out.
Yeah. Don't beat around the bush.
Don't smack them with your giant clit and or dick.
Okay. Whose turn is it to read now? Was it you guys? One of y'all?
Maybe. What's even left?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4 emails left, it looks like. But one of them is pretty long, and there's a couple other ones. Also, this iPod's battery is not that good, so it's like at 20% right now.
Okay, let's go ahead and wrap it up then, because 20%, it's kind of like after you pass half a tank on a car, the first half lasts you for fuck ever, and then the second half just kind of goes, boop, boop, now you're fucked.
You gotta do it like a fox and build that bitch up!
Right.
Follow.
Yeah, so we're gonna save these next emails, the emails left over, for next time.
Yeah, they're really long, so we'll have Sheba read them.
Yes. there's actually one that Sheba would probably like to reply to anyway.
Oh, okay, good.
From Brandt.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to wrap it up this week. It is now like 9:47, and you bitches need to get out of my house.
So,
but we were going to take you guys over and have girl time.
Do you guys not do the Adam and Eve thing anymore?
We are actually going to do that.
All right, yeah, well, okay. So our coupon code is KNOT on adamandeve.com.
Buy yourself a dick.
KNOT dicks.
Huh?
Your coupon code.
It's coupon code.
Yes, what do they got this new? Let's go see.
What the
because you can get yourself some lingerie, you can get yourself some sex toys.
Some sex and lingerie. Get yourself the smallest vibrator, shove it up your ass, and watch it happen.
Watch it happen.
Yeah, it'll get stuck.
So, what do they got new? Anal toys, yeah.
They go to the hospital, and you'll meet a really cute doctor, and you'll fall in love. And
it was good.
Oh,
vibrate to the future.
So, The Foxy Fox Tail Glass Anal Plug. $40. Now I gotta see if it worked with our coupon.
$48 for a glass toy.
$40.
Hmm.
But with our coupon code, not.
It means, costs 80
it means
bucks.
That it's actual glass and not Pyrex.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Yeah. It means...
Don't shatter that in your asshole, kids.
Because Pyrex is the unshatterable.
And actually, it's a lot harder. A lot harder to break.
Yeah.
Our coupon code does work for this. It makes it $19.98.
Does it say if it's Pyrex?
I will look.
I'd buy that shit and put it on my mantle. Oh, I sit on this.
Well, it's a terribly, terribly furry item.
It is.
Because I've seen some really good foxtail butt plugs that were glass, but they went for like $200.
Yeah, that's why I was kind of like, the price is weird.
Yeah, the plug is made from borosilicate glass, so. Mm. Isn't that Pyrex?
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've worked in the Dick store.
Yeah. Nice. It's only been a year.
Exactly! It has been a year.
Well,
congratulations.
I know. I'm so happy.
All promoted and shit within your first year.
I know.
Bam! That's how you do it!
Look at me moving up. You would.
Let's see.
It's a silicone glass, apparently.
Yeah. Silicone glass.
Interesting. Does that mean it will bounce if you drop it? Oh, okay.
So borosilicate glass is sold under the size trade names as Borocan, Borosil, Suprex, Climax, Pyrex, Indurol, Shot, and Rimfrex. So, yes, it is a Pyrex butt plug.
Rimfrex. Right.
With a 9-inch foxtail for all you furries.
Shove it on up, shove it on up to your ass.
And hey, it makes it $20.
Yeah, that's actually a really fucking good price.
Look sexy for your boyfriend.
Operators are standing by.
Order.
Yeah. Or if you clip a little hole in the back of your pants, you can wear it and shove the tail out when you're at FurryCon.
Mm-hmm.
And then people can come ahead and rip it out of your ass.
They can tug your tail and then you'll start moaning and cum everywhere.
Do it again.
Just remember, don't pull out anal beads like you're starting a lawnmower.
Oh, shit.
Oh, see, now you just remind me of a customer I had.
Coupon code not adamandeve.com. Buy yourself a foxtail butt plug, you dirty furries.
Go fuck yourself, kids.
Go get it.
So, on that note,
good night.
Big balls.
Goodbye.
Horse.